We're with Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator, and I understand the CDC has put a pause on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. What do you have so far?
Yeah, out of an abundance of caution, we've been directed to pause administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. There were 6 cases of severe blood clots, and they are going to do more investigating. Keep in mind that 6.8 million doses of the vaccine have been given. So it's 1 in 1 million. If you should have a headache, dizziness, blurred vision, and have had the Janssen vaccine, contact your provider and be seen. Let them know that you had the vaccine. They'll determine from there what needs to be done. If you were set on a single dose vaccine, that's what the Janssen is, but consider getting the Moderna vaccine. Moderna has been shown to be 80% efficacious against severe COVID even after 1 dose. We would still recommend you get both doses, but if you are set on only getting 1 dose, please get 1 dose of the Moderna vaccine and get that coverage.
Now, we just kind of have to tell our audience, too, that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, where this occurred, was not in the state of North Dakota, right?
There have been no serious side effects from the Janssen vaccine in North Dakota.
And if people who were planning on getting that vaccine at your upcoming clinic, you've got some news for them, right? Just a reminder to they can switch to a different vaccine, right?
Right. I'm in the process of contacting all of those who have requested the Janssen vaccine and will offer a Moderna vaccine in place.
Contact City County Health at 845-8518. And of course, you've got that vaccination clinic coming up on Friday from 9 to 11.
That's correct. You can go to our website, citycountyhealth.org, to register.
Thank you, Teresa, for that update. And we'll visit with you again soon, okay?
Thanks, Steve.
There's Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator, our guest on KOVC.